Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for all that you shared with us. We thank you for this Mother's Day and for all who have been a mother to us. We ask you, Lord, that as we read your word, may you work upon our hearts and our minds to receive what it is that you have for us, that in all that we do, your name is praised. We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 22 to 30. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of my Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For those of you who know my wife, I ask you a question about her. Is my wife a Steeler fan? Steeler fan. For those of you who know me, I ask you, am I a Steeler fan? Well, let's look at the evidence. My wife... we've talked about cutting the cable, you know, save a little bit of money in that, because we don't watch a lot of TV. We do the Netflix, Amazon Prime kind of thing more often. If we do anything, that's what we end up doing. She won't, though, because it's easier access to the Steeler games. So just for those 10 weeks, how many weeks?
16.
How many, 16? So you're getting evidence for me. So just for those 16 weeks out of the year, we have to have cable for the entire year because of those 16 weeks. And she needs to be able to watch her Steeler game. When the Steeler game is on, there is an unwritten rule in the house. I am not allowed to bother her, nor are any of the kids, unless they're sitting down with her watching the game. In order to strengthen this role, or if I end up breaking the rule, she has in the past gotten up and left the house altogether in order to go to some local bar, Papa Rocks or Bix. Which one's that in Level Green?
Bix.
B or V?
B.
B. Bix. She'll go there and sit down and watch the game with, and I quote, "people who truly care." Does that sound like a Steelers fan to you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, me, I would be absolutely fine cutting the cable. I would have absolutely no problem. I do like the Steelers. You know, I do have some of that hometown love for the Steelers. I'm happy when they win. I'm slightly unhappy when they lose. Do I sound like a Steelers fan? Yeah, not really. I mean, if I had to only say yes or no as to whether I'm a Steelers fan, I have to say no. I like the Steelers, but am I truly a fan? Nah. I you know, that fair weather stuff, I have mixed emotions. I think if you're truly honest and you call yourself a fair weather fan, you're not a fan. I mean, either you're a fan or you're not. Fair weather fans are not true fans. They're just along for the ride. That's what I am. I love my wife. I'm a fan of my wife. And I love her dearly. And I'll watch the Steelers because she's sitting down and watching the Steelers. And I've learned over the years, due to being a pastor and being a husband to a football fan, to learn just enough to have a decent conversation. I do that. Now, Jesus had the similar conversation with the Pharisees. They asked Jesus a question: when are you going to tell us if you're the Messiah or not? Truly, let us know. Tell us plainly. And Jesus has been saying, I have been telling you plainly. I've been showing you through the miracles that I've been doing, through the messages that I've been teaching and preaching. It's just, you're not able to hear it because you're not a fan. You're not one of my sheep. How can you tell a difference between one who follows Christ or one who is a Christian and one who is not? By the way they live. Jesus said, if those who are my sheep are truly my sheep, when I call their name, they'll come to me. Have you ever done that in a crowd? Have you ever, as fathers or mothers, when a child says, Mom, you automatically look up? But you know who the true mother is because they start moving? You know, everyone looks up to sight of Mom, but only those who are the actual parents will actually start moving towards a child. I wanted to do this. I was thinking about doing this today, but I don't think it would work quite so well. But as a father, if I were to yell out, son, only my child would be the one who would truly ignore me. Jesus was saying very clearly that if you are truly my sheep, you show it. Not just by the things we say, not just by saying, I am a sheep, but by approaching Christ, by coming when we're called, by being obedient to the rules. And you know, it's not always easy. Because being a sheep of Christ, being a follower, truly places upon us many responsibilities. And living that out takes a lot of effort and a lot of intentionality. If I want to call myself a good son to my mother, I have to make an effort, don't I? If I truly want to be a good child for my parents, I have to make an effort. Call them on their birthday. Call them on Mother's Day and Father's Day. Now, I did get out of wishing them happy anniversary. Did get out of that because my mother said, you don't have to wish us happy anniversary. She said, that's not your celebration, that's mine and your father's celebration. I appreciated that. One less responsibility. I have to make an effort to go visit them. I have to make an effort to go call them. I have to make an effort to tell my mother I love her. Sometimes it's easier than not. It doesn't have to do with her. It has to do with me and where I am. If I were want to truly call myself a Christian, I have to make an effort to love Jesus Christ in my life, to hear that voice with my heart, and to follow where Christ calls. To love who Christ calls me to love. To sometimes refrain doing those things I really want to, or to do those things I really don't. It takes effort to be a sheep. But Jesus says, those who are mine will recognize my voice and follow. But Jesus also goes on to say something else, which I think is very important. That those who are Christ's sheep, Jesus protects as their shepherd. Jesus looks out for and gives eternal life. Christ protects and nurtures and gives them those things that they need. So though there's responsibility on us, Jesus has taken up the responsibility in his life to also provide for us. We thank God for that. And we know if we follow, we follow one who leads rightly and full of love. And I praise God for that so very much.